Hey, what's going on, everybody? Listening to Seggy Station. It's a man that has a nickname, always a lot to say, with no shame. It's Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. Hope all is well out there, everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. Nick Seguin here. You're listening to Seggy Station Podcast. I got some company with me today as well. I'm pumped to have him. I got the Mead with the meanest takes, Duke. He's here with me in studio. And I got Rich Hot Takes Letty coming through on the FaceTime. A lot to get to in the world of sports. NBA season finally over after 369 days, and a historic NBA season has now come to an end. Lakers claim the title. We got a lot to get to in that. A lot of news to get to in the NFL, and only four teams left in the MLB postseason. My dude Chu, the MLB phenom, he wasn't able to make it. Give me an update on what he thinks is going to happen with that. So that's a little bit unfortunate, so I hope he's doing well. But definitely shout out Smikes, go Braves. Few things to get to in the MLB, a lot to get to in the world of sports. We're about to do it right now. Right now it's time for Straight Talk. Friday by Seggy Straight Talk microphone. It's always direct. Time to reflect. What's good, Dukes?
What's up, Seg?
Good to have you back, bro. I got new headphones, so those should be working straight. Happy to have you here. This should be fire. A lot to get to in the world of sports. About to call up Rich right now. Always good conversation when he joins us, and then we'll get it ripping. Obviously got to give a big shout out to LeBron, the Lakers, and we'll get into the NBA crowning his champion this past Sunday, which I thought was a little weird that it happened on an NFL Sunday. Like, there's NFL going on, and I'm switching in between the NFL and the NBA, and I don't know if you've seen the ratings on it. Like, the NFL had, like, 11.8 the ratings for the NBA Finals Game 6 were, like, 5.6, mm-hmm. which I guess I understand, but at the same time, it's like, I was watching the NBA more than I was watching football, even though I was switching back to football, like, during the commercials. But, like, bro, the NBA is about to end. Like, I'm watching the finals. And it's like, whatever, we'll get into that. Rich is here. Dude, what's good, Rich?
What is up, boys? How you doing?
Dukes is here. Got a lot to get to in the world of sports. Happy you're able to make it before you had to get back to work. What's good with you?
Not much, man. Been, I don't know. Nice having football on tonight now that the NBA's done. You get Tuesday night football. NBA hopefully back in like, what, two?
Shout out
three
COVID.
3 months.
Tuesday night football.
I don't know. Just nice to have no downtime like the summer where there's usually no sports, or it's just like the middle of the MLB season. We're going to have like prime football season right into start of basketball season and then back to it again.
Are you just as upset as me that the NBA is over? Because I'm pretty damn upset, to be honest.
I am, but honest, I feel like I've been more upset other years. It just makes it so nice having football on right now. Like, I've been, I don't know, fantasy football, DraftKings, just like having football different nights of the week. So it makes it easier for the NBA season to be over when there's actually something else good on.
Yeah, I agree.
Still upset, but it'll be a short off season.
We'll see about that. They said they're going to start it up in January. Obviously, there's stuff to get into when it comes to free agency. The draft still needs to get done. So there's a lot of stuff that we still be able to cover in the NBA. But there was an NBA champion, the LA Lakers, LeBron James, 17th franchise. 17th franchise title for the Lakers, tying the Celtics. LeBron James gets his fourth title, his fourth finals MVP. A lot of news. Anthony Davis gets his first. Rondo gets his first with the Lakers. He's the first player to ever get one with the Lakers and the Celtics. As there was another guy, Claude Lovett, I believe his last name was, or whatever, how you pronounce it. But he played for the Minneapolis Lakers, which I honestly didn't even know was a thing. I had to go and do some research on that. So, anyways, kind of telling, right? I mean, for Kobe Bryant, for what the Lakers had to go through, I thought Adam Silver crowning the champion, like talking, I don't know if you guys obviously, I'm sure you guys obviously watched it, him talking, kind of crowning it, just the way he talks, the way he describes everything, the way he shouted out all the things they were there standing for that we've covered on the podcast, the way that he talked about how this was such an incredible season, all the buy-in. I do want to mention that they got this entire bubble situation done with zero positive test, not a single positive test of COVID for the NBA to get them a champion. And yeah, a lot of these players had to be away from their families for long periods of time, and I think, if anything, that makes it a harder championship. If, at any argument, that would be the one where you're away from your family, your friends, society, the world, for months on end to win a championship, the mental grind that must have took on a lot of those players, not only regular players, but LeBron James. LeBron James, who everyone knocks and criticizes all the time. They lose the first game in round one to the Blazers. They lose round first game to the Rockets. You know, they lose a couple games and everyone goes, oh, what's going on with the Lakers? You know, LeBron James, and you got to give a lot of credit to Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler is a freaking dog. There's a lot of statistics on him and what he did for the Miami Heat. I swear I was the only one calling them getting to the finals in the Eastern Conference. You got to give them a lot of credit, dude. What they did to get there and how they played to win two games. Obviously, the Lakers win in six. I think the final was 103-92. It was an absolute blowout. The Lakers absolutely murdered them. They're up. Murdered them in the second quarter. They're up 30 at half. They're up 30 in the third quarter. It wasn't really a game. It was sad because the Heat just ran out of gas. So you got to give the Lakers a lot of credit, LeBron a lot of credit. All the statistics on LeBron are just incredible. And I think we've talked about my pod even before this happened. Now that he won another championship, I think the LeBron-MJ debate is a real thing that people are going to start having a serious thing. And I heard LeBron James talking about it where his response was kind of like, y'all can have the debate. If I, you know how I kind of feel about MJ. I wear 23 for MJ. LeBron is really high class with it. He loves Michael Jordan. He doesn't want to have that debate, but I think the debate is there. Mm-hmm. And I also think that if he goes and wins another one, the talk of now a repeat for the Lakers and them being favorites next year, and we're going to get into that here in a second. I want you guys to respond on the Lakers. Know I'm a little bit winded there, but I did need to give that salute to LeBron James, man. I'm just happy for LeBron James, all the shit he's kind of gone through, all the knocks he's taken for the losses and the championship, for him to get another championship, another finals MVP, to put him in the category that he's now in. With those four players and MJ, Kareem, and I think Russell. I mean, he's breaking all these statistics. He's played 260 career playoff games, which is like three seasons accumulated. I mean, it's unreal, the stuff this guy's done, and people don't appreciate it enough. And I think we're not going to be able to appreciate it until this man's gone, but he's saying he's got a lot left in the tank, so I think he assumes he gets in one more. I assume this man gets one more, and if he does, I think there's no doubt in my mind that there's a debate to be had with him and MJ, even though I think MJ is probably the GOAT. LeBron James is making a case, and there's no doubt about it whether you're going to put him past him or not. He's in the conversation. Rich, you pumped about the Lakers and any of the stuff going on with them winning that 17th championship? What's good?
Yeah, I was it was a tough last game. Definitely a little less exciting than a normal finals closeout game, but they all can't be close. I'm happy for LeBron. I think the only tough part about it is, I've said it on here before, is I think for most people, it doesn't really change your opinion on him for better or worse. I think if you already had him as the GOAT or already had him as like your top two, you're still going to have him there. And the people that are stubborn about it and just don't recognize LeBron as one of the two greatest players of all time or don't put him in that conversation, they'll find a reason to say it doesn't count and probably not change their mind.
Yeah, but so I'd also say this to you, Rich, and I'll let you finish.
People are just so engraved in their opinions, but that's not a knock on LeBron. That's just a knock on people who hate on LeBron for no reason, basically. So for me personally, I know I don't want to take adjust to this. I think I said it before this, winning this year wouldn't put him in the GOAT conversation for me, but winning two would be where I'd probably start to change my mind. So he got one out of the way. That's just me personally. Everyone has their own opinion on it, but I would say if he wins another, that's when I'd start to be like, all right, he might be the greatest of all time, but there's no knock on being number two.
But I guess that's my point, is he just won one, and that's one step closer to him winning multiple for the Lakers, which is for one step closer to that thing you just said, which is one step closer to what everyone's talking about. And I just wanted to say this to you, and I want you to respond to this, just in terms of LeBron James, what he can do. What else can he do besides win a championship? I mean, there's nothing else he can do, really, and he just did. And on the back of everything that happened for the Lakers, even if he doesn't win another, I still think with everything I've mentioned on LeBron James and all the career stats, and you go and look and compare him to the finals that he's had up against Michael Jordan, his numbers are right there, shattering him and everything else besides points, and the field goal percentages are all right there and comparable. So what, MJ has five more points from him in a different era of basketball? Like, I don't know, man. It's a lot closer, in my opinion, to me.
I wouldn't argue with anyone who says LeBron's the GOAT. We get in our fair share of debates about like the Rockets or other stuff in the current NBA. But, like, I wouldn't fight back someone saying LeBron's the GOAT. Like, I'm not going to argue his resume. Like, really the only argument that most people have, not the only one, but the main argument, which is the one that kind of makes me lean MJ, is just being undefeated in the finals. And there's so much more that goes into that. You can argue, like, what about times he got out in the first, second round, which is a fair argument, which is why I don't think it's really solidified that MJ's 100% the GOAT. I just think 6-0 in the finals, probably need to see LeBron win at least that, at least one more for me until I see, put him in the conversation. But again, that's just my own criteria, and I can't blame anyone for
getting the LeBron salute, Dukes.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, for me personally, being a huge LeBron guy, I've always seen LeBron's potential being getting him to the GOAT status. Like, I mean, you gotta think though, if you can say that MJ is the GOAT, then declaring LeBron the king, I think that just makes it the same exact thing. Like, there's just two different categories. But to me, LeBron is the GOAT. And the thing with his like NBA Finals losses, his six losses, like some of those losses come to pretty historically great teams, like on paper, even like in the finals, like that Warriors team.
For sure.
Like, I don't know. To me, LeBron definitely being his 17th year, putting up the numbers he just did in the NBA playoffs to go win another championship when everyone always wanted it to be like that Lakers Clippers conference finals matchup. Sorry, Skip Bayless, Clippers didn't make it. Like, get off your high horse with the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, we got to get all into right. this, Rich, because Duke was real hot about Skip Bayless. He's not happy with Skip Bayless. He's an absolute clown, though, really is.
You can sit there and not, like, he did say congratulations to the Lakers, but, like, in the worst way possible. He's like, yep,
all
right.
The easiest win, you know all this mean? Shit. It's like bullshit, bro. I think it's the hardest.
The easiest win. Exactly. I think it's one. It was
it's
one
the first time he's been in the West. And it's also what he did in the bubble.
It may have been his easiest finals team to play against, but his way to get there was still hard, man. Like I said, you lose first couple games.
Is it the easiest finals, though? It's like everyone was talking about that being a sweep. They won two games. I think everyone just is kind of like knocking, like, obviously, LeBron and the Lakers, the team was way better. You saw it in game six. But, like, just for the Heat to win two games, it's like, come on.
Game three, though, if LeBron doesn't dish that, if Danny Green hits that three, the game's over, and they're down 3-0. Like, and then it's a sweep.
I would say it's LeBron's easiest finals. Not the easiest. Not, like, the Miami Heat or, like, the worst team to make it to the finals. Like, the LeBron's 07 Cavs team was probably one of the worst teams ever to be in the finals, honestly. And that's a testament to LeBron. He got him there. It was just an awful team. But no, I agree with Duke there. It was a hard playoff run, and people are changing the narratives after. Like, I said it going in, the Blazers were a tough 8-seed matchup. They were. They got one game on them. They were not a normal 8-seed. You normally don't have, like, a top-10 player in Lillard on an 8-seed that you're having to face.
You get Nurkic back, fully healthy. So much better.
The Rockets, I mean, I still stand by it. I didn't predict the Rockets to win, but I thought it would be a closer series because they had the formula to potentially beat the Lakers in playing small ball, maybe running some of their bigs off the floor. So I think it's bullshit to go back and say, just because they beat all these teams in five games, that it was a easy walk to the finals. It wasn't easy. They played good games and beat good teams.
Absolutely.
The finals was maybe easier than anticipated when we were thinking about Raptors, Celtics, and, you know, some of the more talented superstar-filled teams coming out.
And being a Celtics fan, I don't even think the series would have been that much better if the Celtics even made it.
I agree.
Yeah, I think the Heat put a better – Jimmy Butler just stepped up and put up a better fight. But the thing with is, like, for the MJ-LeBron debate also is, like, this being LeBron's 17th year, if MJ were to make it 17 years, would MJ be able to put up these kind of numbers, not even to win a championship, to put up these kind of numbers that LeBron is putting up in his 17th year, would MJ be able to do that? That's my only, like, other argument towards, like, anyone who's, like, a big side on the MJ factor. It's like,
it's valid. MJ, I mean, he's MJ averaging fucking 11 assists and nine. Yeah, he's averaging basically that. Yeah.
The only reason I would say that's a little unfair, and I agree with you, he wouldn't have been able to do it, is because LeBron, we've all seen it, spends like over $1 million a year on his body, and MJ was drinking like six packs after the game, so it's kind of a different time I don't know, I feel like MJ's body was just not, the way he treated it, was just how people treat it with the times, and you aren't going to last 17 years way, whereas LeBron takes ultra care of his body, again, is a testament to LeBron, but it was almost kind of different times, I feel like. MJ's time could have taken that amount of care of their body.
Yeah, if he did, maybe for sure, but LeBron knew, you know what I mean? LeBron knew he had a pedestal to get up
for
to,
sure.
You know, so.
Dude, if anything, it's an interesting debate. You got to shout out LeBron, you got to shout out Mamba, and I do need to give a quick shout out to Anthony Davis. Rich, you're always quick to jump on him. I think Anthony Davis proved himself this playoff run. I think Anthony Davis showed himself in this finals. I also believe that he's now going to stay with the Lakers and run it back with LeBron. I think there's a lot of stuff looming with where he might go. I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean, that'd be stupid for him to leave. You just came there. You're playing with the best player in the world. They can get another piece potentially around you. You guys have a chance to run it back as the favorites again. I don't see why you wouldn't stay. So I think Anthony Davis is locked there. If LeBron's saying he's got five more years, then if Anthony Davis signs another five, dude, I mean, you saw Michael Jordan playing for the Wizards. I mean, I remember seeing it. And him kind of looking kind of bummish, but good enough where, like, if he had a superstar around him, he'd probably win. That's going to be Anthony Davis. Is LeBron still playing? If he sticks around, I don't see why he wouldn't. Why would you want to leave the best player in the world to go, what, the Chicago Bulls? Because you were from Chicago? is what I'm hearing from a lot of stupid. You got one ring. You think you should just go to the Bulls? You're going to win one on your own? Don't pull a Kyrie, bro, right, because you need Kevin Durant in order to do that. And there's going to be some contenders next year. But I would say the Lakers would be the contender for the favorite, in my opinion, if you keep Anthony Davis, LeBron, and keep the structured organization around them. I'd ask you guys if you think Anthony Davis is going to remain with the Lakers real quick before we get into anything else.
I think he's staying. I think, just like you said, there's no point for him to leave, go to Chicago, if that were the team you go to and, what, win maybe 40 games. Like, you're not going to get to a championship unless they bring in pieces. But I feel like, God forbid the Lakers bring in one more piece, like, yeah, they're definitely top contenders to bring it back next year. There's no doubt about it.
I think so, too. I think that's what a lot of people are saying. I think
give him a shooter. That's what it is. Shooter out there, man.
Yeah. Rich.
Yeah, I got AD coming back. It wouldn't make any sense to leave, in my opinion. Just to clarify my AD point, normally, he's a great fit next to LeBron. He's probably the best fit next to LeBron in terms of, definitely the best fit in terms of power forward or center.
Yeah, for sure.
My thing with Anthony Davis has always been, I'm not going to call him a top five player. And even though I think he's a top 10 player, it's almost tough to put him in that conversation sometimes, because when he was the guy on his team, he couldn't do a whole lot. I would take a guy who I could put the ball in their hands and that I feel like they can win me the game. And we saw he was going against a Heat team that had an injured Bam Adebayo that was playing Kelly Olynyk some like games 2, 3, and 4, a lot of minutes at center. And he was having some weak games, like some games where he had like 18 points and like 4 rebounds or something like that. Like Anthony Davis is great. I think he's the perfect fit for that team. He just maybe deserved Defensive Player of the Year, but I just struggle. I definitely would not call him a top five player. And
I think he's top 10, dealing with some serious injury right now, though, honestly.
Because there's other people who are just better as the guy on their team.
Yeah, he did go down a few times. This is just me saying it, but he did go down a few times even the playoffs in general. Like,
he did.
Where you went, where you're looking like, oh shit, is like AD done for the rest of the playoffs? Like, even
he did. No,
God forbid he went down game 3 was it or something like that? Like.
So there's some things I need to get to cover in the NBA besides just the Lakers winning the championship. One of them is LeBron's best teammate ever. Is it Dwayne Wade or Anthony Davis? I saw an interesting thing on that. I think everyone, kind of like you would say, Rich, is you see something right then and there and you jump into it quick. I think if they do something multiple and they keep the duo going and do something, I think Dwayne Wade was, as of right now, you still have to consider LeBron's best teammate. I mean, until Anthony Davis proves himself a little more, LeBron James is still the reason why they won this finals, in my opinion, is why he was the finals MVP. LeBron James, 3 different franchise finals and MVPs with 3 different franchises, and now he has 4. I mean, it's still LeBron, but he couldn't have done it without Anthony Davis. I think Dwayne Wade was still more of a primary piece for that first one originally when LeBron came in. I still think Dwayne Wade's, in my opinion, even though he's obviously not a better defender than Anthony Davis, it's tough to compare the two players. I think Dwayne Wade's a better offensive player in terms of what he did when he was playing next to LeBron James, just the chemistry they had. I would still have him above that, but I think it's a good argument. A good question. What do you guys got LeBron, for the best teammate ever for LeBron James? Any other player?
It is tough, though, because, even LeBron, LeBron did come out and say the other day that LeBron at 35 was better now than he was at 27, which is, kind of weird to think that someone would say that, but he's playing such a different way of basketball because he's just not attacking. He doesn't attack the same way he used to, at least, just jamming in over people. But I don't know. I'm a huge Dwayne Wade fan, but I'm always big on, the main ball handler, which LeBron basically is at the point guard position. If you can give him a big man like an Anthony Davis, look at the Kobe and Shaq. They're unstoppable, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like if we're going to talk Lakers going forward, if you want to win a couple championships, these are the two guys to do it with. But, I don't know. Having a big man is definitely a little better for me. I think it can be. Not yet, like you said, but it can definitely be.
Rich, you got any comment on this one?
So, sort of what Duke said there, I think the best teammate for LeBron possible is Anthony Davis, probably. Mm-hmm. However, I still think Dwayne Wade is the best teammate he ever played with, if that makes sense. Because LeBron needed Dwayne Wade to basically get his career on the right track. LeBron's going to be a legend no matter what, but he had finals losses, one finals loss, a couple losses in the conference finals that were brutal in Cleveland, and people were just knocking him as not really being a winner. and especially after that second finals loss on the Mavs. And it was Dwayne Wade that he like credited a lot with like teaching him how to play the right way, teaching him how to be a winner, stuff like that. So for that reason, and that I just think Dwayne Wade is at this point is a better all-time player than Anthony Davis, I'll say Dwayne Wade was the better player, best player that LeBron's ever played with, best teammate he's ever played with. Mm-hmm. But Anthony Davis is more of like a prototypical, like that's the skill set you want to pair LeBron with. Yeah. So when it's all said and done, I guess I'd probably say it's Anthony Davis, but I still got Dwayne Wade higher right now.
Valid point. I did want to mention this because there's a few other things I wanted to touch on in the NBA before we switch into the NFL. You know, I think you brought it up on the pod, Rich. We talked about it as a kind of a bomb. Depot not wanting to be at the Pacers anymore. Buddy Hield not in contact with the Kings anymore. Can you imagine if the Lakers got Buddy Hield? Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this free agency goes, what the Lakers can potentially do with obviously some of these teams like the Warriors. And I saw this comment on the Warriors, Rich, and I do want to get your take on this quick. Steve Kerr, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. He goes, we're not going to all of a sudden turn into the Rockets and have one guy go high pick and roll 70 times a game. They're going to continue to be the Warriors. I think the Warriors are going to be the biggest threat to the Lakers next season in the West. We talked about the Clippers being that, and they let me down. I mean, they straight up let me down. I think Kawhi is a great player. I think Paul George is not Anthony Davis. I think Paul George is not Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, who they could get with the second pick in the draft. And I did need to get your, your guys' take on this, but I did want to talk not much about the draft, but just in general, like, who is going to get taken in this draft? I did want to talk about that real quick before we switch out of the NBA. But just to comment on that, Rich, you think if the Lakers are the favorite next year, who's the biggest threat in the West to potentially knocking them out? You got the Warriors being as that, or what do you got? You're on mute.
Whoops, my bad. Call me stupid, but I'd probably go with the Clippers still over the Warriors. I feel like they're the more talented team still. Like, I could give you all the reasons that we've all heard a million times this year about why the Clippers are a good team. Good team, just long, talented, defensive-minded, superstar players, blah, blah, blah. I think this year, I'd hope, and I think this year is probably a little bit of a wake-up call for them. Like, I think they just thought they were going to be better than they were. They had a 3-1 lead on the Nuggets. I thought they were eyes on the Lakers matchup and just fucked up and weren't focused on the right things at the right time there with the matchup they had at hand. So I would take the Clippers still. Main reason, the Warriors are great. They're all coming off injuries. Well, Steph and Klay are coming off injuries. Draymond didn't look great last year. He could have a better year now that they're back. But no Iguodala, no KD. They don't have a big man right now, which is the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers are going to run big and beat you that way. So it might be tough to match up with the Lakers that way. I'd probably go with the Clippers again.
Dukes. Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I didn't even think about it like that. But in the long run, I'm actually going to go with Denver just because of the fact that they beat the Clippers. And if you're going to say the Clippers are their, you know what I mean, the next big thing in the West, like, I think Denver needs some recognition as well. Like you said, they're up 3-1 in the series, and they lose. And Denver, I mean, obviously, Denver goes on and plays the Lakers. The Lakers beat them. But I think if any team's going to threaten the Lakers next year, they're going to meet in the conference finals again.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point. The crazy thing is, you could say, like, there are so many teams you could say. Like, I, as big of a Rockets fan as I've been, I probably wouldn't say the Rockets just with, like, them not even having a coach, them not looking as great in the playoffs in the bubble. But I don't think the Jazz would be absurd, depending on how their free agency goes. They didn't have Bogdanovich. They put up a real good fight against the Nuggets, who ended up going to the conference finals. I don't think the Jazz would be crazy. Porzingis just had knee surgery, but if he's healthy for next year, Luka taking another jump, I don't think the Mavs would be crazy. Like, there are a lot of teams that could.
If I were to take a sleeper team to like make it further than they did this year, I'd take the Blazers. Like, if they're all healthy, once Nurkic came back for the playoffs, man, that their whole offense just changed. Like, having a big man like that is a threat.
I did want to get into a lot of stuff in the NFL, but I did want you guys to comment on that because I was literally talking about somebody. I'm like the sports guy to some people, like at work or whatever. It's kind of funny, whatever. They're like, I think my brother said this to me though too. He was kind of like, who's getting taken in this draft? Like, dudes from 2 years ago. Because, like, when you think about it, they didn't have college basketball in the spring. I'm like, dude, yeah, wow, that's kind of weird. They started it. There's guys that are going to come out this year from the spring, right? But, like, when you really think about it, the guys that you've seen are, what, from 2 years ago? But that wouldn't make any sense. Those guys got drafted. It's going to be a lot of, like, European guys. Like, bro, this would be a good time for us to try and make it to the NBA draft straight up. Like, who the fuck are they taking? Like, all you got to have is tape. Deadass. Like, if you can make a shot, you might might have a chance. No, seriously, though. Like, after the first 10 picks, the mock draft, I don't know who the fuck's going to get taken. And I think if you got a top 10 pick in the NBA, you're going to be all right. You'll get a player that'll be able to contribute. But other than that, it's going to be a crapshoot. You're going to get a bunch of me's.
Yeah, it's gonna be teams drafting off of like what they hope potential skill sets are. I feel like more than like what they just saw in the tournament, since it didn't happen. So I feel like it's gonna be a lot of shots on like 3-and-D guys, because that's what every team tries to go for. It'll be a lot of shots on Euro guys, like you said, because maybe they've seen them play a little bit more recently, or like people they've looked at but haven't necessarily like brought over for workouts yet. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Like, they've seen these guys play, but like you said, not much. So yeah. We know some of the top names, like just Obi Toppin, Wiseman,
LaMelo, baby,
Lonzo, LaMelo. Like, it's a few good guys out there, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm actually looking at the top
Anthony
six.
Edwards. You gotta give him a shout out.
Yeah,
look at the top 60 right now. I mean, I'm at 17 with Cole Anthony, which I know that name, but like a lot of these guys, like, I'm not a big follower of college basketball unless it's UConn. I can see my shirt, baby. What's what you first of all, UConn looks nasty this year. They have new jerseys and everyone gained like 15 pounds. But anyway, yeah, no, it's
biggest
be,
UConn
it's
guy. No,
like I mean, the first top five guys, I think it'll be the big names, but we'll see what happens, man.
It's gonna be interesting.
Warriors,
I think
the Warriors will have a top five pick.
Second pick,
bro. Like, God forbid, dude.
Yeah. Seeing the in classic Knicks fashion, these reports like, oh, Knicks are interested in LaMelo and James Wiseman. It's like, word, they're gonna go top three. What do we, I don't even remember, because I haven't looked in forever. What do we have, like the eighth pick or something?
Yeah,
like,
stupid classic Knicks.
Yeah, you guys are looking.
I think free agency is gonna be crazy though, dude. It's gonna be just going at a random time. I think now that things have kind of mellowed out with now the season being done, you're gonna have kind of that going on a little more with. There's going to be a couple months off at least. I mean, you got to get shout out Adam Silver. He's given all the employees an extra $1,000 bonus and holidays, extra holidays off. I mean, the NBA does it right. I don't understand why the NFL can't do it
Adam
as good.
Silver for president?
I did want to get into some of the NFL though. Where to start? There's a lot to get into.
Not in the NFC East, please.
Well, yeah, we probably shouldn't start
just
there.
Stay out of that conference.
I did want to actually mention this. Let's just start with this and. I think this is a good one because Rich is really high on Joe Burrow. Justin Herbert, man.
Dude.
And I was big on Justin Herbert. I talked about him being better than Joe Burrow. I thought Tua might be the best in this class. I've been on the record saying that. But I think Justin Herbert is going to be better than Joe Burrow. He became the first rookie last night on Monday Night Football to have 4 touchdowns. They lose the game with back-to-back 17-point leads up against Tom Brady and the Bucs and then up against Drew Brees and the Saints. Kind of a shame, but the dude's nasty. I think Justin Herbert is a real deal. I'd do anything to have this guy over Daniel. Justin Herbert, I think, is really good, dude. And I think he's going to have a case with now being named the starter, unfortunately, yeah, because Tyrod Taylor got punctured lung because he was getting an injection, which is sad. But at the same time, this dude was going to get the keys to the kingdom at some point. He got it a lot earlier than a lot of people thought. I'm glad he did because he's damn good. What he did at Oregon, I think people are sleeping on. I think this dude's going to be really good for the LA Chargers. And I think if they can get a lot of their players back, they got nobody on defense really healthy. Right. They had their entire team. I think they would win some games. Obviously, the 1-4 record isn't going to show for it, but I think they have something in Justin Herbert who's going to be the real deal for a good amount of time, in my opinion.
I love it, too, for Keenan Allen, just to prove the fact that if you give him someone who can throw him the ball, he's going to prove that he's still a top wide receiver in this league. I know we had an argument about it earlier that I think that Keenan Allen's still a top 10 wide receiver in this league, and it's been proven with Justin Herbert being able to get him the ball.
Yeah.
He's been scoring touchdowns and making really.
He got a little banged up last night, I think. Yeah, they lose that. They should have won the game. Like, there was a clanker on a game-winning field goal.
They have Eckler. Like,
they should have won the game. They lose the game. They've lost every single game by 7 or less points. Crazy. Like, a lot of just like they did last year, which was 9 games by 7 and less points. Most in the NFL because of Phillip Rivers, which, by the way, he's not looking great in the Colts, which is not what I predicted. Not good for the Colts. Browns 4-1, which is crazy. Rich, comment on what we just talked about in terms of, I almost already forgot. Yes, Herbert.
Herbert's look good. I wasn't like over the top on Joe Burrow. We had some conversation.
Rich is the biggest Joe Burrow guy. And Joe Burrow has been really good. He became the first rookie ever to have 3 straight games starting 300 plus yards. He got absolutely smoked by the Ravens, though. 27-3. Yeah, it's expected, I guess, when you're the Bengals going up against Ravens. But I don't know, man. Like, would Justin Herbert put up 3 points against the Baltimore Ravens? I don't know. He didn't look great. I get it. Different team. But I would say Joe Burrow having some really good-looking games in the beginning, looking a lot better than I thought he would. But I would say when you can compare these two guys, it might get interesting down the stretch here.
For sure. Chargers are the better team. There's a reason the Bengals had the first pick in the draft. But no, Herbert's looked better, I would say. Mm-hmm. Herbert, I mean, you kind of touched on most of it right there. Chargers lost a lot of close games last season. They've lost a lot of close games this season. And, I mean, I'll say all the same things again. That's with this dude not having a training camp, being thrown in the middle of the week, not knowing he was going to be playing, missing Eckler for a few games, having Keenan Allen come out in the second half of, like, two different games now. So, like, he's been playing really well without all of the preparation and all the pieces you'd normally have. So, he looks like he's going to be incredible.
Love to hear that out of you, because I think he's going to be incredible. And that's something I was kind of high on, and not a lot of other people were. Touching on a few more quarterbacks, I guess, before the bell goes off. Got to shout out Alex Smith, bro.
Hell yeah.
My brother was like, yo, Alex Smith is going to get in soon. And I'm like, I mean, maybe if the guy gets hurt. What happens? Guy gets hurt. His family is there. His kids, his wife. Dude hadn't played since November of 2018. All the surgeries. The scariest part for me is it's raining. They're going up against the Rams and Aaron Donald. He's getting teed off on. I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh my God. You got to give it up to the dude, though. Just the fact that he got out there after everything he went through. Almost dying and almost losing his leg. The dude's out there getting teed off on by Aaron Donald. They lose the game, but Ron Rivera goes with him as his quarterback because I guess Kyle Allen was cleared to play and he didn't get put back in. He's getting teed off on, so you think he would do something about it? Nope. Here's what's going to kill me is if Alex Smith starts for the Washington football team this week and they beat my Giants, because then forget about it. Look for me out in the backyard. I will be so livid. It's not even funny.
Dude, the Eagles lost the Giants. It's fine.
But you guys got anything on Alex Smith? Quick, really incredible story.
It's up to him, man. That's awesome. Yeah, to see. I mean, after a surgery and injury like that, you don't expect him to come back or even be able to see the field. Like, come back as a coach, maybe. But yeah, it's huge.
Rich.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I was watching as it happened. Every, like you said, every play he gets hit, you're watching like, oh fuck, is we about to get up okay? But nah, he looked pretty good out there. I think he came in and had like two straight receptions right off the bat.
Yeah, but you could also tell towards the end when he's getting rushed, it's like, oh man, he's trying he's trying to like avoid anything, and I don't blame him. That's scary as hell, man. Then I guess we with a bell do need to touch on this, because shout out first to Smikes. It was his birthday yesterday, right? So I did give him a text, a shout out for his birthday. I didn't get to see him. Much love to him. Shout out to him and the Braves, and we'll get into the MLB in a little bit. Did also mention that I was sorry for him and Dak, and obviously the news surrounding the Dallas Cowboys, even though they won the game against the Giants, which was, we'll talk about that at a different time. Dak Prescott has a gruesome injury. I mean, I saw it. The second I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, his foot sideways. I guess coming off of what we just talked about, it's a good sign for him with successful surgery, with being discharged from the hospital today. The dude's going to be able to come back. It's not his shoulder or anything like that. As long as he can get the rehab going, he probably won't be able to move as well, but I assume that he'll still be able to move enough where it'll still be Dak Prescott. It is sad, though, because of the way the Cowboys did Dak Prescott, in my opinion, the economics involved with this, because I assume that they'll take care of him. If they don't, I mean, that's just typical Dallas Cowboys, I guess. But I assume with how Jerry Jones has done him over other people, individuals over the past, I assume he'll take care of Dak Prescott. I saw Logan Ryan being like, oh, hopefully he gets $500 million. He's not getting that. It's a shame that he didn't get a deal done and got injured and he took the calculated risk and it kind of went as bad as it could have gone. I mean, this isn't an injury that's going to take a month. This is a 4 to 6 month injury. This is something that rehab and all the stuff to get even back to semi-normal is excruciating, and you feel it for the dude, because if the Cowboys don't take care of him, he bet on himself and he lost. And it's a damn shame, in my opinion, that the Cowboys even let it get to this point. That's classic. And now you got the Cowboys 2-3 leading the division with Andy Dalton, who gashed the Giants, which I don't know is saying much. I think the Giants should have won that game. It's incredible. I don't even want to talk about it, but even with Dak Prescott, if he had stayed in the game, they probably would have won. He goes out of the game, we lose the game. I got a text from RJ. It's hilarious. I think Rich was on here for that pod. Raj literally texted me right as they had those two bombs to Gallup, which I'm like, bro, how do you let that happen? There's 28 seconds left in the fucking game. How do you let that happen when you could have won the game multiple times. You just blow it on the last. You don't even get a chance to get to overtime. You just blow it. Rich just, or RJ, Raj, laughy face. Laughy face, in which I literally wanted to chuck my phone because it almost is funny, dude. I don't understand. But I just ask you guys to comment on maybe Dak quickly and his situation. If you think he's going to be the future, is what they're saying, that's still going to be the case in Dallas. What's going to happen now with the NFC East? I think it's interesting. I mean, the Eagles, they're 1-3-1. The Cowboys are 2-3 leading the division, but they could easily be 0-5 or 1-4 if the Giants just fucking win the game. Giants are still in this division at 0-5, which is just stupid. I mean, if you're 0-5 in any other division of football, you're out. But technically, I mean, they're still in. They're still in my opinion. I don't know how. We're not going to fucking win, but they're in. And I think now it's just crazy. I want to do get into a little bit with the Eagles, but you think the Cowboys are going to be anything with Andy Dalton? I mean, I think it's not going to be the case, bro. It's the Giants. Like, okay, Dalton had two deep bombs, really nice lucky plays, game-winning drive. I think it was 11th of his career, something crazy. Sweet, whatever. I don't think he's going to be doing this to other teams on their schedule, in which case I don't think the Cowboys are going to be as good as if they obviously had Dak Prescott. So they're going to have a worse record, in my opinion, making it a little bit easier for other teams in the division.
The thing for me is seeing that Andy Dalton comes from a Cincinnati Bengals team where he really never had wide receivers like he does now. I think it could be a good thing for the Cowboys in general just because you're taking all that pressure of having that big-name quarterback in Dak Prescott. You're still bringing in a veteran guy who knows how to chuck the ball, and you still have your core, you know what I mean? You still have Amari Cooper. You still have Zeke Elliott running the ball. Zeke's really not been getting the ball a lot. They can give the ball to Zeke more. Give Andy Dalton more time to find those open paths in the wide receiver routes. Like, I think it's a good, not a good thing that this happened, but it could still be a good thing for their season just because I think Andy Dalton is an underrated quarterback who was in a bad situation his whole career. And it's finally in a situation where he can make a name for himself.
It's definitely going to depend a lot on Andy Dalton. I hear you on a lot of those points, but I guess a lot of the points for me on the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll let you in after this, Rich, is they're not good.
The defense sucks.
They're not good. No, the defense and sucks.
Their offense is good.
They will basically see how it goes. I think their offense is inflated, bro. And I think with Dak Prescott, he had a really incredible five games going. His numbers were off the charts. But I think a lot of that is because they're down and in games where in which they should have been up, maybe, if you don't turn the ball over in the first half.
I get that.
If you don't have some of these blunders on offense in the first half.
Just like Pete Carroll said the other day, game's not over until the fourth quarter.
Good. That's a good point. But they've lost a lot of these games heading into the fourth quarter because of their defense as well. So, in my opinion, they're not really that good. They beat a Giants team by 3 points, in which the Giants are the lowest scoring team in NFL football. They had 34 on them. And I get they have a bad defense. Daniel didn't look good. Daniel didn't really look great. So, to me, like, you're going to be going up against some good competition, not the New York Giants. Right. It's going to be tough, dude. Andy Dalton's going to have to play really well. I think this opens it up a little bit. You should be a little bit happier, in my opinion, as an Eagles fan, because if Dak doesn't get hurt, I think the Cowboys clean up this division with how things are going.
The Cowboys should have cleaned up the division through 2 weeks ago.
For sure, and they didn't. But, like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I think it now opens it up even more.
It's still Rich, still wide open.
You got anything?
For sure.
I mean, Andy Dalton is probably the best backup quarterback in the league, at least top two or three, especially now with Herbert starting. So it's definitely a huge downgrade. Their problem's going to be, you guys said it a little bit, Dak Prescott's been shooting them back into games because their defense is giving it up. And even if Andy Dalton's good, he's probably not going to be that good. So I guess their only hope is giving the ball to Zeke a lot more, trying to run out the clock. But the only problem is usually they're playing from behind, so that would be not the strategy they would go to. So I guess I'd have the Cowboys winning the division, but it's not hard to see the Eagles winning it if they could turn things around, get healthy here. But I don't know. It's kind of a crapshoot at this point. Like you said, who knows? We all talked about all three other teams. Maybe the Washington football team wins the division. Who knows?
If the Eagles can win more than six games this year, I'll be happy, man. They're so
than six games, they'll win the division.
That's not a bad point either, but I'm just saying, bro.
All right, so I do want to get into this with you for a minute, Duke. I do want to get into it. Carson Wentz, I think he has the most interceptions in the league at 10. He's not looked good at all. I'd ask you this, man. As an Eagles fan, like, I saw Jalen Hurts make a couple really nice throws. I mean, you draft this guy. I know you got this guy Carson locked up with this big contract, and he's supposed to be your franchise quarterback, but when he's playing like this and you got a guy on your bench, I mean, are you... I think he's not playing great, dude.
Oh, he's not at all. With the amount of injuries we have in our O-line and who he's throwing the ball to. Like, yeah, he had a great game with Fulgham last week. Who the hell is Fulgham, dude?
Yeah, but dude...
Like, he had to do this last year, and he actually proved his point that he can do it with anyone. But now it's like his offensive line's awful. Dude, are awful. Are so many injuries right now. The amount of injuries we have in general is just ridiculous. And it's not even... I mean...
So you're not blaming Wentz?
Not 100%, no. Not at all, man. I'll give it 50-50. Yes, he's not playing good football, but... Dude, like, he's getting rushed every single fucking, like, every single play. He's getting out of the pocket. Like, even some of the times he gets out of the pocket, he gets hit, and he still makes a throw, bro. It's like, a lot of times last year, he just threw out of bounds, but he's trying to make those big plays again. It's like, just, if he weren't trying to make those big plays, do I agree that Jalen Hurts deserves a chance? Absolutely. He's come into the Wildcat. He's done his thing. But I think you don't just turn a football team over to a team like that, especially. You're going to turn that over to Jalen Hurts, be like, yo, go do something with this. Like, do it with what? Like, what are you going to do with it? You know what I mean? Like, there's no one to do it with. Until we can get DeSean Jackson healthy, until we can get Alshon Jeffrey healthy, like, there's nothing we can do on the offensive line, the offense in general.
I never really thought about that. The Eagles are just not good.
It sucks, bro. It's sad to watch, too, because, like, we beat the 49ers. Everyone's, oh, we beat the 49ers. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, the 49ers JV squad was out there.
Yeah, they're not even
good,
though.
They're hurt, too. They're secondary. They have four secondary guys out.
Yeah.
They're awful. You're telling me
they got
good
blown.
For us,
they got
dude?
Blown
no.
out by the Dolphins, did That's the San Francisco 49ers.
We beat them by five.
They got blown out by the Dolphins, 43-17. Jimmy G got benched in the game.
Huge Eagles fan, man. We're not looking good.
They're saying it was his ankle, but like, damn.
I mean, to your point, though, do I think Jalen Hurts deserve a chance? Yes, I do. But is it Carson Wentz's fault? I don't think 100%. No, I don't.
I think it's interesting with him because
we've seen how good he can be. You know what I mean? His record sucks. Carson Wentz's record is not good as a quarterback. It's not good. It's like almost 500, I think. But still, like, his numbers prove how good of a quarterback he can be. This is his first time throwing over 7 interceptions in his rookie year.
Yeah, I know, and I saw that. But I'm pretty sure he has 10 because I think he threw at the end of the game, which is the most in the league. I also say some of his throws are not good, like really not good throws. Right. Like overthrows, underthrows, not looking normal Carson Wentz in terms of what we've seen out of Carson Wentz.
I agree.
So with that taking place, I understand the weapon argument. I understand the injury argument. But at the same time, like, we've heard this with Tom Brady. And I'm not saying Carson Wentz is Tom Brady. What I am saying is Brady lack of weapons, he still wins games. If you had Aaron Rodgers I as a quarterback of the Eagles, would you lose all the games that you did thus far? I don't think so. And so I get the weapons are lacking, but I would say Carson Wentz's play is not helping the thing. The reason why the Giants are 0-5 is because of Daniel Jones. I'm not even trying to put all the blame on him in that regard, but I am going to put the blame on him if we don't have a win because of him.
Right.
He's made mistakes that have cost us the game multiple times this season already that you just can't make in the NFL. And I don't care what he did before or after that, offensive line being banged up, injuries. Dude, if you're going to be a franchise-caliber quarterback, if you're Aaron Rodgers in that situation, you get down, you throw it away, you do something different. If you're Tom Brady, you don't throw an interception for a pick six, fumble pick six, whatever the fuck he just did last game. You don't do that. Is Justin Herbert doing that? Is Joey Burrow? He got blown out by Baltimore Ravens. I don't think he had a pick. It's that, dude. It's the stupid turnovers, mistakes. It's like you're not playing in high school, college, bro. You're in the NFL. And that's costing us football games. My defense, the Giants' defense, is top 15 in the NFL. Nobody could have projected that. Our offense is 32nd. I thought it was going to be vice versa. I thought we'd have a 32nd defense with a pretty decent offense. We can win some games. Nah, defense is playing well. Offense is blowing games. We're 0-5. Games that we should have won. I mind you, a combined 0-10 for New York teams, first time ever in NFL history. 0-10. New York Jets, New York Giants, first time ever in NFL history. A fucking disgrace out here in New York. But I will say, Giants are in more games. Giants have a chance to win some of these games. And it fucking kills me, dude, because in my opinion, it's if Daniel doesn't fumble that ball for a touchdown up against the Cowboys, we win the game. Doesn't help, when you have a penalty on a fourth and goal fake field goal for a touchdown. But it's the quarterback play. It's quarterback play. Jason Garrett called a great game. You fucking lose the game because of a dumbass fumble for a touchdown, in my opinion. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. And I think it's kind of the same shit with the Eagles and Carson Wentz. They're losing the games because of him. Their defense probably is getting gashed a little bit, injuries on the offensive line and weapons don't help, but his turnovers, the things he's doing with the football are not having them win. They're in a game with the Steelers, which, by the way, are 4-0 for the first time since 1979, with Chase Claypool having 4 touchdowns. They're in that game still with Ben Roethlisberger going off, much better defense, Chase Claypool 4 touchdowns, y'all are still in the game. So I think you're better than you give yourself credit for. But at the same time, kind of tough, man, when you're losing some of these games you should win, in my opinion, because of your quarterback. Rich, you got anything on anything? Well, we just talked about with Carson Wentz. I think it's pretty interesting with now Jalen Hurts sitting behind him, looking pretty decent in some of these Wildcat formations. And I think a lot of Philly fans, you know how Philly is, kind of screaming for him. When you got a guy locked up for $110 million, how do you bench that guy?
Our crowd booed us off the field, and there's no crowd in the stadium. So, yeah, that's how bad it is right now.
I would say kind of the same thing RJ and I said last week when we were talking about the Daniel Jones thing. I mean, I guess agree with Duke here. I don't watch the Eagles as exclusively as he does. I used to be watching Red Zone, but the amount of regression it seems like Carson Wentz is taken, I wouldn't chalk up to like, oh, Carson Wentz is just bad. Because, like, I don't think he would get that much worse from one season to the next when he was an MVP candidate before. Granted, has been hurt, had a tough season last year with the team being hurt, but he played well. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not going to just say, like, oh, Carson Wentz isn't good now. If the team's injured, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that, like, yeah, maybe Hurts starts a few games or something, because this isn't – if they find out this isn't their year, they're not going to make the playoffs. But I don't think it's necessarily his fault entirely for why they are where they are. And same thing with Daniel Jones. You thought they were going to be a – better offense this year, but that was when we thought they'd have Saquon. We thought they'd maybe have Golden Tate the first few games. We thought maybe their O-line would be better. It's just, I don't know. As we learn new information, expectations got to change a little bit. Like, yeah, I thought the Giants would be better too, but a bunch of injuries. I'm not going to chalk it up all to the quarterback when the pieces that we thought would be around them aren't there right now.
I agree with you in that sense, but I will also say it's quarterback play in the NFL and defense. That's what wins you football games. Yeah. Sure. It's not these positional players. You know why the Saints won that game last night? Because Drew Brees got his head out of his ass and played better in the second half. Drew Brees looking like shit in the first half, looking exactly like I've been saying he's going to look, which is kind of sluggish, not great, not the usual Drew Brees. Somehow, out of nowhere, he cranks it up in the second half. They win the game. That's quarterback play, bro. Oh. In the NFL, that wins you football games.
I'll put it like this. They definitely deserve some blame, but I'm not going to totally change my opinion on someone if the team that they have around them isn't what we thought would be around them when I had my initial expectations. Like, yeah, they are to blame as well for teams not getting wins, but I'm not going to say, like, oh, Carson Wentz isn't a starter, Daniel Jones can't be an NFL quarterback, something along those lines, just because they don't have the quality team we thought we'd have around.
All right, let's get out of this. I got a couple of things I need to get into in the NFL. Tampa Bay loses to the Bears. Are the Bears the worst 4-1 team we've ever seen in NFL history? I think they are. The Bucs, 3-2. Brady, after that 5-touchdown second half comeback against Justin Herbert and the Chargers, young team, no defense, on the high horse again, they lose to the Bears. Brady, 25-41, 253 and a touchdown. Brady, not looking good in that game. Throws off.
Good defense.
Man. And it's not going to get any easier. You got to play the Packers this week. You got a tough schedule. Everyone talking. Bucs, Brady. Got a lot of people hurt on the team as well. And that's going to be the knock, right? Everyone says, my team's 0-5 because of it then. Your team's struggling. It's what it is. You're going to either win the game or you're not going to win the game. You're losing game because of his play. Not good throws. Underthrows. Overthrows. Throws he normally would make. He's not making. It's been like that for a couple seasons. And everyone said, well, it'll be different. He's got better weapons. There's some of them are playing. Some of them are hurt right now. He might get him back. But with this schedule and what's shaking out right now in the NFC, I think there's a chance they might not make the playoffs. Something I've been predicting for here a minute now. Diana Rossini, ESPN analyst, on the record for saying it as well. I'm not the only stupid nuthead out here. I think it's possible. Very possible. And we'll see how they do this week up against the Packers. I think the hottest team right now in the NFC, Aaron Rodgers. How's that going to go? Aaron Rodgers against Brady? I mean, if Rodgers plays half of how he's been playing, I got the Packers winning this game by 10. No matter what the fucking spread is, no matter who's playing, Rodgers is looking 10 times better. I think the defense of the Bucs is better than I'll give credit for. But at the same time, in that division with that schedule, it's going to depend on quarterback play. And I just don't have faith in Tom Brady. I really don't. And he has one good game. And I think you got to have more than one good game to make the playoffs in the NFC. And in that division, I think it's going to be tough. You're not playing the AFC East anymore, man. You're not guaranteed to have four wins automatically playing the Jets and the fucking Dolphins every single season. It's different now. And I think it's going to be hard for him, this man, at the age of 43, coming into a new offense, not looking the same. At that age,
you're hating on all the quarterbacks here, huh? I would switch my pick. I said I was hesitant about the Bucs making the playoffs, so I was worried about the Saints taking that division. If I could change my pick right now, if that's allowed, I'll take the Bucs to make the playoffs. Probably the way the Saints are looking. Saints are going to get Michael Thomas back, but we'll see. You're being way hard on Tom Brady right now. They just played the Bears. Mm-hmm. He didn't have Godwin. Evans got ruled in right before the game. 253 yards, one touchdown. Zero interceptions, lost by one. Pretty good defense. Week before that.
Oh, did I? Hold up! I'll let you finish. But did I forget to mention the fact that he forgot it was fourth down?
That was tough. I was wondering what was going on.
All right, cool. That was tough. Go ahead, keep going.
Week before that, almost 400 yards, five touchdowns, where he put 38 up on the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers defense is fucking horrible.
Shut up. Chargers have been shut down the Chiefs. Not shut down the Chiefs, but held the Chiefs to like a competitive game. And then I'm blanking who they played a really good game against the Saints last night. He put up a great game on them. And then the week before that, not terrible, against the Broncos, put up 28 points, 300 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. He's having a good season. He's only had Godwin's and Evans together for one game so far. I'm not going to destroy Tom Brady for anything right now.
He's got four pick sixes in his past six games, bro.
I definitely still see the Bucs coming out of the South too. The whole division's kind of whacked up right now. Just they're all pretty much close to. I mean, even the Panthers. Panthers are still looking pretty good. Like Mike Davis came in, took over to Christian McCaffrey's role. I heard on the ESPN or some one of those talk shows the other day, but they said if you were to take Mike Davis's name and switch for Christian McCaffrey, it'd be basically the same exact numbers. Like he's doing the same thing. Literally,
yeah.
McCaffrey was doing for them.
Crazy.
There, you know, which is pretty awesome to see. But I believe in Tom Brady, dude. I think that the Bucs are to come out of the South. But, I mean, like say you said, though, they got some pretty hard games coming up. But everyone does. Like even the whole NFC East. Like, we can say the Cowboys are looking better, or the Eagles are looking better now that Dak's out and this and that. But they have Baltimore next week, man. Like, we can easily get blown out by Baltimore and go 1-4-1. Like, every division, I feel like, except, like, if you're the Seahawks, you're looking good. If you're the Packers, you're looking okay. Like, there's the top teams, the Chiefs, that are looking okay. But, like, everyone else, man, they're in it. Like,
well, I'm glad you mentioned the Chiefs. They lost to the Las Vegas Raiders, yeah, which I think everyone's sleeping on. I love the Raiders, man. That was one of my sleepers coming into this season as well. The Colts are not winding out to be there. They're not looking great. I love the Browns at 4-1. Mm-hmm. But they knock off the Chiefs, man, do the Vegas Raiders. Chiefs' first loss in 369 days. I mean, it was like looking like if they were ever going to be beat again, it was a miracle. And I was watching that game, man. That was big-time stuff by John Gruden's Raiders, bro. Like, you got to give that man some credit. You really do, because he's been getting the criticism all the way through and through because they haven't been really well since he signed that big-time fucking deal. And what's good with Derek Carr? I thought he looked pretty decent. There is a game tonight, a Tuesday night football game, because of COVID. Two undefeated teams, the Tennessee Titans, which almost blew this whole thing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw a report. It was right after we finished up the pod, Rich. So we kind of talked about it and kind of said they must have done something. Literally right after we finished up our pod, they did it. After all the shit went down, they had a high school football practice, basically. All the team. And there's also a report that there was no mask wearing requirement. And it was very lax and all this shit. There's no secret about it. That is ridiculous in my opinion. That is fineable. That is forfeit a game worthy. It didn't have to happen because the NFL shifted around seven games. You know, you have breaking news on a Sunday morning. I'm like, oh, word, I'll wait. I'm off on Sunday. I'm celebrating the life of my neighbor, Dave. Shout out, Dave. Rest in peace. I'm like, oh, word, I can watch Countdown. Dope. Let's talk football. The breaking news on Sunday is two facilities shut down, one game getting moved, another game getting rescheduled potentially. They were able to keep it on Tuesday night. You're having Tuesday night football with a team that hasn't had practice in basically 2 weeks, besides what they shouldn't have had, spreading the virus still. It's crazy, man. When I compare what the NFL is doing right now to what the NBA did, to what the MLB is even doing, they got a bubble going. They're trying to allow fans nonstop. You got the Dolphins, I saw a report. They're going to keep their capacity at 13,000. They got clearance to go full capacity. I got to get into another topic in college before you guys get out of here. The thing with having fans right now in the stands is unreal to me. That is stupid. At least let us have sports safe enough where you probably shouldn't have fans there with a fucking global pandemic going on. Like, especially New England area, getting a little colder. Things are cranking back up all around with this virus. You're going to have fans at a fucking tailgating packed stadium? Stupid idea. Screaming, yelling. That's dumb. Drinking, smoke. It's dumb. That's straight up dumb. And I think if you're actually pushing for that, you're lost sight of where we're actually at. We're getting this stuff in the midst of a global pandemic. You should be doing it like the NBA with health and safety as a number one priority. Not fucking just, oh, a whole team might have tested positive. We'll have a game the next day. I thought they were going to do that with the Patriots. They moved the damn game. I'm sure it's because it's Bill Belichick and the Patriots. But it's like, there was a test for the Chiefs assistant coach, had the game. How are those tests going to come back? You don't think there's going to be more positive tests with how the NFL is doing this? You're insane. They've already had to do so many shiftings of the schedule. How much more are they going to be able to do this? How long is this going to be able to go on when they're shifting the schedule, changing stuff? Regardless of what it's doing to the NFL teams, think about what it's doing to just the average fan watching, trying to keep up with this shit. Fantasy football, all the things that go along with the football season, DraftKings trying to set your lineup, postpone games. It's out of control. The NFL is doing it so bad, and they've had the most amount of time to game up for this, and I think they're doing the worst job. To me, that blows my mind. You're going to have a game tonight. I like the Bills. I'm a big Bills guy. Love Josh Allen. I think they'll take care of the Tennessee Titans, who haven't been able to do much because they got COVID. I mean, shit. They're coming into an NFL game after not much practice, after having COVID, after not being able to have normal meetings, all virtual. That's a disadvantage. Big Ben talked about how he had a disadvantage, short end of the stick. This stuff is causing disadvantages in games. Titans are going to have one tonight, even though they bring the fire. Mike Vrabel, the fucking frat boy, dude's taking dumps in the background, spreading COVID on your football team. Follow the fucking rules, dude. Follow the protocol. Be a leader of the team of men and fucking have them follow the same rules that I have to do. Wear a fucking mask every day. At work, at a job for 10 hours. Y'all are football players making millions. Can't wear a fucking mask to try and set a good example for people that should be wearing a mask? That's crazy to me. The Titans almost fucking ruined the whole thing. The NFL's lucky they got it back under control, in my opinion. They really are. With no new positive tests, they're still going to have a game tonight. I got the Bills. What do you guys got? Any comment on any of that news in the game tonight? What's good?
I think you covered it pretty well, Sag. That was good. what is it, Bills who?
Bills Titans. I do want to drop in and say, much love to you guys. I've been struggling. It's fun to do the pod with the boys rather than the solo. Bro, I think this is my 99th episode I'm about to drop. The content is out there. I wish I had more time to actually get it somewhere different. There's other people that want to come on. It's just crazy to see like how far this has come for me. I feel much better when I'm doing this than I would normally do just in general with how things have been going. So much love to you boys for coming on today. Talking sports has always been fire. Rich, any comment on the COVID situation in the NFL, the game tonight? What's good? Who do you like tonight?
I like the Bills tonight. I mean, I'd imagine that would be like the popular betting pick just because the Titans haven't really practiced. Titans don't even have receivers right now. They have Humphreys and Corey Davis both out due to COVID. A.J. Brown's expected to be back, but that's their number two and three receivers right there. Hopefully A.J. Brown's back, but I'd definitely take the Bills. Definitely be playing some DraftKings for it.
Which is going to be wild. Bills will be 5-0. Weekends. So we got to get into this quick. You got the Steelers are 4-0. The Seattle Seahawks are 5-0. Buffalo Bills 4-0. Titans 3-0. Other than that, you got no more undefeated teams in the NFL. So the Bills 5-0, man. You going to be buying them or what? What's good with the Bills, bro? Like, I got them winning this division. If they're 5-0, the Pats at 2-2 with COVID, this is looking real good.
I've been saying it right before the season even started. This is the Bills' division to lose, and they've definitely proven the fact that they're not going to lose it. I mean, 5-0. I mean, potentially 5-0 to start tonight. Good foot in the door going forward. And I mean, Josh Allen's been on another level, MVP caliber, honestly. And they have a great defense, and they have great guys to fill his role. So
Josh Allen is a top what quarterback in your guys' opinion right now in the NFL? Right now.
Like this year only?
This year. You got him top 10?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would say if it's this year only and we're not counting what people did in the past, like he's ahead of Drew Brees and stuff. If it's this year only,
this
I'd
year
have
only,
top,
bro. Easily top
10. Would he be, would he be maybe five? Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Lamar.
No, I put him over those guys, honestly, just from what he's doing. I mean, if Dak didn't get hurt, Dak's up there, obviously, but I don't know, man. Josh Allen's been putting
okay,
up some
Dak too.
Unbelievable
season,
numbers.
You got him top three?
I don't know.
I gotta look at the numbers, but I honestly would.
I don't disagree with it.
He's MVP talks,
I think people
man.
Are sleeping on him, for
it's
sure.
Russell Wilson MVP
the Bills,
right now. Like, I think Josh Allen's
him adding Stephon Diggs,
guy,
which,
dude.
By the way, I want to shoot a trade so bad for you and fantasy. We got to get into fantasy. I did send you a trade. You
know,
didn't fucking
I
accept.
Saw,
you didn't even
it.
See nothing. I thought it was a pretty good trade.
I should have accepted that, honestly.
It was a good trade. Here's the thing. So we'll get into fantasy a little bit. I did want to touch on that on the way out, but I did want to get in this before we go today. Much love to you, boys. And it is, I don't know if you guys saw this, Gators coach, head coach, Florida Gators coach. His last name's Mullen. You guys might know his first name. I'm blanking right now because I'm all over the place. Just been struggling all around. He pretty much came out. They had a crowd. They had a crowd at the game, the Texan A&M game. They lost the game. I got an update for the Reeds later. Maybe I'll get him in. I don't know. Whatever. Moral story is, Florida loses the game. This dude's press conference, head coach of a college football team right now with everything going on, comes out and says he wants a full-packed Gator Stadium, 80,000-plus, because the reason why they lost the game was because they had fans in the stand, fans in the stands, Texan A&M. I'm like, what? I'm like, first of all, you didn't lose the game because of the fans. Second of all, you want to pack a fucking stadium in Florida under these circumstances for a football game, a college football game? To me, that's unreal that you're on the record saying that. I'm surprised that man doesn't lose his fucking job for that. I'm serious, bro. You're risking people's lives if you do that, in my opinion. If you come out and advocate for that, a full football packed stadium in terms of fans, you're potentially killing people, in my opinion. You come on the record as a head coach, but how does that guy have a fucking job? How can people say that stuff on live TV, national TV, with no recollection of like even doing that, to like a point where it's like, did I just do something stupid? No, he's cool with it. He's backing it up 100%. He's like, no, we need to fill this up. Our governor's giving us permission. Miami Dolphins, fill it up. Fill it up. Governor is giving you a position. So you can have a full stadium. Mine, no fans all season. How the fuck does that make even any sense? Why would you even do that? That's what you got going on right now. And I think it's crazy. I think, why can't there be a fine line? And I know it's crazy with how everything's gone down. Sure, allow family. Sure, allow, you know, limited capacity. I saw this one picture. It's like limited capacity. Bro, it's literally people just nonstop, straight up and down with runway in between all the way across the stadium. That's not doing anything. That's not doing anything. It's one thing, I've seen a few where it's like you got 10 rows in between. Like, okay, that's cool. Allowing some family, friends, limited capacity, all good and fine and dandy in my opinion. Fucking people sitting one row in between. Like, it's like traveling on an airplane for me. Yeah, okay, you might be able to be safe, but like one row in between? What the fuck? You can just, that's not doing anything in my opinion. If somebody has that thing on there, the virus on there, you're potentially exposing yourself because one row in between is not enough space. And they're trying to do, oh, what's enough space? And now they're like, well, fuck it, dude. They can do whatever they want. No space. Just fill it up. Fill it up. I think that's a horrible idea. I think the fact that he's allowed to say that and I just have a stupid podcast that nobody can listen to that no one really cares about. Fucking listen to some of my shit. Put a fucking mask on. Don't go out to a fully packed stadium because you want to watch college football. Do something a little bit more responsible, in my opinion. Maybe go to a stadium that's allowing spread out fans. Or fucking just watch it from home, dude. Do the smart thing and don't be doing the shit you probably shouldn't be doing for the better of all people. To me, it makes a little more sense. Maybe we can have some sports. And not have kids testing positive, and not have coaches testing positive, and not have fucking college games and pro games getting shut down because you got 23 positive tests on one team. That's only happened to one team in the NFL. That's happened to multiple teams in college. And there's talks of how they're going to do the NFL and with winning percentage and how they're going to have that, because you're not going to have teams that are playing the same amount of games. I know we didn't touch much on the baseball. I'll let you touch on that on the way out. I'll let you guys say anything you have on the way out. I know Rich has got to go. Rich, I'm going to let you go first. But seriously, man, when I try to put into perspective all the shit that's going on this year for me personally, and then like all the shit that's going on for sports, and then like everything that's going on now with this political bullshit, just to wear a fucking mask. Nah, dude. Like, it's so stupid, in my opinion. It really is, that people have to act that way, man. Like, just do what you're supposed to do. Follow the protocol. Go watch the game with a mask on then. You see people at the game with no mask on. You see all these coaches in the NFL getting fined because they can't wear their fucking mask for three hours. That's ignorant during these times, in my opinion. It's stupid. You deserve to get fined for that. You deserve to get called out, blackballed, black-eyed for that, because that's just stupid. Go ahead, Rich. Anything you got? I know you got to go. Much love for coming on today.
Nah, nothing on the COVID stuff. Let's just hope Derrick Henry outscores Cole Beasley by like five fantasy points tonight so I could beat Waldo.
Yeah, by the way, fuck you, Trevor.
But Derrick Henry blew one other game for me when he was the Monday night guy, so we'll see.
A lot of low scores in our league this week, man.
Dude, so many low scores. I didn't expect a double Diggs. Win and went through every score, and I'm probably going to get one either way, but most weeks I would not have a double win right
now. I need Diggs for like 19 tonight, which is...
Derrick Henry for like 16.
Dukes, crazy, bro. I sent you a pretty fair trade in fantasy. Rich, your team looking a little struggly with the tight end position, bro. Not what I like to see out of you.
I should have started Hooper this week. Was it? I'll probably be starting him going. I don't. Who knows? We'll see. Dalton may be checking down to the tight end more, not throwing as many long passes like Dak. Tight end? Why? You trying to train a tight end?
Nah. I have Jonnu Smith. I have Jonnu Smith.
I'd 100% be open to a trade for you. I got a lot of receivers. I'd be open to trade in.
My team's nicer than people think, bro. My team's like weird because I'm like not doing well right now, but I'm gonna be doing well. Watch out.
You want Juju?
Nah, fuck you. Because I was trying to make a trade, and then you ended up just not answering me in the headset, and now you want to send me the shittiest player on the Steelers. Nah, I'm good. I think Juju's a bust.
The number one receiver? You think
Chase Claypool? Yeah, absolutely. Chase Claypool. Love him. Love him.
How much you putting down for him?
Not telling you.
I'm not putting down. I have too many receivers. I'm not wasting all my money there.
I have money like down for Chase Claypool. Because I feel like if I can get him, then I have even more trade bait. Dude, I think he's had a couple good games. I think people are sleeping on Chase Claypool for real.
There's too many options over there.
Not really many options at all besides Juju.
Mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson got hurt again. He was their number two after Juju.
I think Claypool's going to be going off the rest of this season.
And then they also have Washington, who was hurt the week before. That's why Claypool got so many looks last 2 weeks. A receiver down each week.
Yeah, he's not going to be getting less looks then. Yeah.
Deontay Johnson and Juju are going to get more looks going forward, I'd imagine, but we'll see.
All right, well, yo, what's good? Were you on NBA last night and just didn't send me a party? Were you playing with Boosh or something?
No, I just got on Mad Lake. Kind of figured you were about to get off. I didn't get on until like 10 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, here I am just grinding my guy away, dude. Hopefully next time we link up, we can get some wins. Been tough. My fucking record is not what I like to see. I'm like...
Play tonight.
8 or 9 under 500. Buns of shit. I'll be playing today. It's rainy. All right. Word. Sounds good. Right. Peace, kid.
Later, Rich.
Later, boys.
Peace. Might as well touch on the MLB before we got to go. Much love for you coming on. I know you wanted to touch on it. I wish Chewy was here because he's the guy that really touches on it. Yeah. Got to give a shout out to Paulie Mack, though. I totally forgot that he was a big Tampa Bay Rays fan. Oh, yeah. They're up 2-0 in the series.
I texted Kyle when they won against the Yankees.
They're up 2-0 in the series, so shout out to them. They're playing the Astros, I believe, which is Chewy's pick.
Yeah.
Here's my thing on the Astros, dude, and I didn't cover this because I was kind of waiting for Chewy. I guess I'll do it now because you're here good enough. Did you see the thing by Chris Correa or whatever the fuck his name is? And he, whatever his name is, he pretty much talked about, you know, what are you going to say now and all this stuff and like blah, blah. They went to four, I think it's now four straight ALCS games and or series, and they got an incredible team, and I think that's all really good. But if he asked me that, what I would say to him is, why'd you fucking cheat, dude? If you're so good, if you're the best and you guys can make it to the ALCS, why did you do the most shady thing, in my opinion, in MLB history? So Trust me, dude. I'm not forgetting about that. I think some people are. I think because they're on this run and it's like, yeah, because of COVID and everything and like everything with the, like, they kind of just push that aside because of the way the MLB handled it, because of the way Rob Manfred is a fucking clown. The thing with them though, for me, is for him to say that, like, nah, dude, that's the, why did you do that? Because they are really good. Like, anybody that can kind of sit back and look at a team that's made it to four straight ALCS, even though one of them, in my opinion, is tainted, is good. Why cheat like that? Why do yourselves like that? Even set yourself up like that? I think it's just a bad look. And I fucking hope the Rays sweep them. I know Chewy had him to represent. Like him, man. But I think...
looking really good. Up 2-0.
Yeah. No, I think... no, they've been down 2-0 in... they've been in four series. They've been on 2-0 in three series. They've lost all three. Mm-hmm. Not looking good
I
for
just
them.
Think the loss of Verlander and obviously losing Gerrit Cole. I mean,
so, just not the Strohs look not looking great. Chewy's pick. I had San Diego. They got knocked out by the Dodgers, which lost game one to the Braves. Shout out to your brother. They're undefeated right now in the playoffs. 5-1, yeah. I think they're 6-0, right?
No, yeah, they won 5-1, yeah.
And...
looking good, man. Braves look really good.
If they can knock off the Dodgers, which I wouldn't be surprised because the Dodgers kind of get to that same spot every single time. I think it's now they're fifth or sixth straight. The
Braves,
whatever it is,
Braves
just get knocked off.
Right now, they're 0.93 through six games.
I also saw a crazy stat about them. They're scoring their runs 79% on the via the home run.
That was Tampa Bay.
One of the two.
That was Tampa Bay.
One of the two.
Braves hit freaking... bomb
slots. I mean, to me, it was like, all right, when the way it was shaken out with the bat, the last four, like you have the two best teams left with the two best records in baseball, mm-hmm. potentially now meeting in the World Series. I mean, kind of easy to predict, right?
Yeah, kind of scratch. I guess with the shorter season, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always been high on the Braves just because obviously Mike's a big Braves fan, but like
I want the Braves to win for Smikes, so I'll doubt it.
I think they've had, like you said, the best team. And they had a great team at the end of the year last year as well. So Freddie Freeman stepping up. They have a really young core.
That'd be fire for Smikes.
Really good.
That would be fire for Smikes for the Braves to make the World Series after what happened with Dak.
For sure.
That'd
be a big plus.
I guess before we shut it down, the Yankees, because you do want to talk about them. I think it's pretty funny, man. I think I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm not a baseball guy. I live in Connecticut, so I'm around a lot of Yankees fans. I don't even know how I feel about the Yankees fans. I guess they're kind of like, what, Lakers fans for me? Or I guess Cowboys fans, because they talk about always winning but never have. At least the Yankees have. But here's the thing. They haven't done it in the past decade. They really haven't been good at all. In the past decade. And all their winning has comes in like really far back long ago. And they build up these rosters that are supposed to be World Series contenders. And they haven't been there. They haven't made it to the ALCS in, I think it's been 10 years.
They haven't won since 2009.
So, not good. And even though the Red Sox had, what, the worst season in the MLB? I think you got a little more clout going.
That's the thing for me, though, man. We knew we were going to be bad. We knew we were going to have a bad season. You lose Chris Sale. Eduardo gets COVID. He's done for the year. Like, our pitching staff is a shot. Like, our offense is good, man. We have a great offense. And you can see all these young guys are bringing up from the lower divisions. Like, they're stepping up. And I don't know, man. Like I said to one of my Yankees fans, you remember 2013 when we went first to worst? Or worst to first, man?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't think it's not going to happen again, man. It's the potential it's going to happen. Look at the pitching staff we have coming back. If God forbid we can get one more guy.
New manager.
Yep. They're talking about bringing Alex Cora back.
I saw that. That's crazy.
The thing with me is so like,
that is crazy. I'm glad you brought that up because I saw that. I also saw both those guys in consideration for like the Tigers position or whatever. That is crazy to me that those guys have a look that quick. I mean, I knew they would probably get a look, but that's wild because those guys instituted cheating amongst baseball players.
Right.
You know, antagonizing and disrespecting the integrity of the fucking sport.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely.
And they get a job that quick?
We'll see.
That's wild.
You know, it is.
You'd be happy with that?
I mean, yeah, he didn't do it.
As long as he didn't cheat?
It was more that he did it on the Astros. I'm pretty sure he wasn't involved with anything with us.
Okay, but if he was...
I mean, whatever,
involved,
dude.
He's involved.
I get it, but at the same time, like, you serve your suspension, don't get caught again, and you're screwed. I don't know. But like, I want the best situation for the team. You know what I mean? Like, he's a great coach.
Yeah.
I think he can do big things with that team if we can come up and maybe, like I said, get one more pitcher next year. Our offense is still good. Keep JD Martinez around. Like, I think we'd be all right, man.
So what do you got in the World Series then? Because I had
next year.
No, right now. I had the Yankees. I'm pretty sure because I'm fucking sure, retarded.
Yeah. Well, I mean, against they have a great roster.
Against the Padres, which I'm fucked on that too. So I'm going with the Braves for Smikes. Yeah. I want them to just fucking win the whole thing, and I guess the Rays because I don't want the Astros. I'm huge against the Astros.
It's actually funny, man. I was watching the game
last night. So I'm big Pauly Mac for the Rays right now. Yeah, shout out Pauly Mac. Get the Rays going.
I like the Rays a lot.
I like the Rays.
I was watching the game with
that dude Morton has an unbelievable – what is he like? He's literally 4-0 with like a .90 fucking ERA or something. His past four starts in the postseason. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff they have going on in Tampa Bay. And it's crazy. It's the same division as the Red Sox and the Yankees. And they're out here.
The
Rays are out here running that division right now.
The past 3 years have increased their win total. I know this is a shortened season, but they've increased their win total by like 8 to 10 games every single year, and the pitching staff's always gotten better, bro. I even talked to the Pauly Mac son Kyle about it, bro. Like, I had the Rays going far no matter what, and I used to work with Kyle and a bunch of Yankees fans, and I used to always be on Kyle's side about it, man. The Rays look very good from the beginning of the season all the way towards the end, so I'm pulling for the Rays to get through there. They're up 2-0 against a great Astros team. I know Chewy and I both kind of, before the season started, said that the Astros were going to make the World Series again just to prove a point, but I can see the Rays sweeping them 4-0, dude. Like, they have a great pitching staff, and Astros seem not to be doing what they've been doing in the past, so I don't know. I like the Rays a lot, and obviously, like you said, for Mike, I want the Braves to get through. I know Chewy's not going to like that very much, because I do support the Mets as well, just because Chewy loves them so much, but I like the Braves, young core. I mean,
Acuna, dude, yeah, they're nasty.
Albies, Freddie Freeman, great pitching staff. Whew. We'll see what happens, man.
Love that. It's been fire. I mean, I've been tuning in a little bit to the MLB postseason. Yeah. It's been good. I'm glad they got it into a bubble. I'm glad they're doing it with the priority of health and safety and the players in mind, because I just don't see that in the NFL, man. I mean, you got Jason McCourty, the Patriots, out here basically saying that word for word. Like, this is not what they're doing in the NFL. They just want to get on games, make money, and have these guys playing football. And it's not smart when you can do more things to have more health and safety protocols in place for these guys. And I just don't know why the NFL is handling it like this, dude, because I'm a fan of the NFL and I like want to watch NFL games, and I don't want to see them getting postponed and canceled, and every fucking week something going down and this and that. You have to change 7 games, and it's like, all right, man, like, is that how you want the season to go?
So far that they've been able to
It's like Max Cummins, he was basically saying, he's like, dude, it's like, what is good? Like, I don't know, man. I'm stunned that they got it, like, they haven't had to shut down or nothing. Like, they're just pushing forward. And it's literally wild. You got false positives, then you got positives, and you got just isolated. It's like, what is going on, bro? You don't even know what's going on. There's so much news, and people getting hurt all the time, and you got COVID and hurt all the time. It's like you got really weird rosters going on with not a lot of practice time in the offseason. It is kind of weird, man. You're seeing the rise to the crop in terms of teams based on quarterback play, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. You're seeing it with Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Guys that are in their system for a couple years with a couple maybe new pieces that have helped them, you know, along the way, and now they're rising to the crop with some of these teams that are struggling with some of these offseason antics because of this virus, dude. I knew this was going to happen, but I didn't think my Giants would be 0-5. And now it's like, all right, dope. Like, we bet. Like, people, I don't know if they say this shit to me to make me feel better. I feel like I've been getting a lot of that lately. Like, people just saying shit to try and make me feel better. Like, all right, man, I appreciate it. Like, oh, the Giants should be at least 2-3, probably 3-2. I mean, in my opinion, that is the case. But they're fucking not. They're 0-5. They haven't been able to close any games. I used to be that guy that was like, every day, I'd be like, oh, yeah, they should be 2-3. We're not, dude. We probably should be. But we're not. We're 0-5. In my opinion, because of the quarterback play. And a lot of that shit I just talked about. Off-season activities, new coach, fucking everything going on with the COVID. It's messed up everything. Losing Saquon doesn't help. Losing some of these guys on the offensive line before injury and opt-out doesn't help, but if Daniel was playing better, I think we would have won one game so far, in my opinion. Out of all the games we've been in, could have at least won one. We haven't. So that's, in my opinion, indictment on him. And he's got to fucking turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, this is tough for the Giants offense, too. Like you said, they maybe could have had a couple more wins. But, like, in their first four games, they only put up 38 total points. You're averaging 9.5 points per game. That's not going to win you football games whatsoever. So, I mean, it's tough. But, like,
offense.
It could go either way for every team, too. Like, I don't know. I could say that about the Eagles, too, obviously. But at the same time, it's like, I really don't want to. I don't want to put the praise on them that they don't deserve right now. Like, until they can win some games that are actually mean something. Like, if they can go out and beat Baltimore this week, okay, our season's not, it's not over. You know what I mean? Like, are they going to go out and beat Baltimore? Fucking probably not, dude. Like,
yeah, it's tough, man. I hear you on that. At least we're playing the Washington football team this week. But I'll tell you one thing. If we lose to the Washington football team, I'm going to be
livid. Dude, they have a good defense, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be livid. I'm going to be livid, man. But I hope we can at least win this game.
Yeah.
We're going to have Alex Smith starting or fucking Kyle Allen. Like, we can win the game. We're home. Should be able to win, bro. Yeah, the Thursday night game moved. I don't think there's a Thursday night game this week.
Really?
It was Kansas City and the Bills, but the Bills are playing tonight. You can't play on Thursday.
Oh, right, yeah.
So now that's moved to Sunday. So I don't think you're going to have a Thursday night game this week.
They're playing Tuesday, Sunday this week.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And you said the Ravens. Yep, Eagles got the Ravens. You know, oh, I did need to give this quick shout out because I was on the money on this by just 1 week off. And fucking, of course, Bill O'Brien had to be the coach to get fired before Dan Quinn, or I would have been on the money because Dan Quinn did get fired. And the GM.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons 0-5. What a fucking disgrace.
Dude, I think the Falcons haven't won a game in the first, like, four seasons in a long time.
Didn't
win a game to start the season, like, at all.
A lot of talks about Matt Ryan and his contract and rumors around, swirling around him and what's going to happen with him.
He looks good, though.
I thought the Falcons would be able to win some games, man. That's what's stupid. And I think maybe firing.
They should have, obviously.
Firing and get rid of this guy might help. I don't know. We'll see. Because we saw with Houston this week, they won a game. I get it was against the Jaguars, but they win a game.
Yeah.
Can't get out of your own way. And then you finally win the game. Portsar, he got a big argument with J.J. Watt, Bill O'Brien. Stupid fucking idea. Fucking dead man walking, dude.
Bro, why would you do that?
Stupid. Stupid. Yeah, and then, I don't know, man. There's so much going
on. That's the thing.
There is so much football left. But I will say this. How long are they going to be able to go? And I'll also say at the same time, with all this shit going on in the sports, it almost is sad because it's, like, crazy. Because, like, now the NBA is done and MLB is going to be done in, like, 2 weeks. And it's, like, those are going to be done for a minute. It's just going to be football again, kind of back to normal. You know, you got golf going on. Masters in November will be sweet, maybe. We'll see how that goes. You know, tennis. There's sports going on. But it's, like, damn, we're going to be right back into just football only. And if football is acting like this, bro, the fuck? You know how devastating it's going to be? The one who's like, football's canceled on Sunday. Like, if they have to do that, dude, that's going to be so bad.
Right.
Now, they're inching a fine line, in my opinion. They're inching a fine line, bro. I hope it doesn't happen. I really don't. But if you don't want that to happen, you got to be a little bit more proactive and not dumb about the situation on hand. I think the NFL is not doing that. I don't know why, but.
Back to the Yankees, though.
Not that
it's... No, I'm just kidding. Fuck the Yankees.
Yeah.
One of my Yankees fans made a comment to me. He's like, oh, because after the Yankees lost, I put up a thing on Instagram saying, oh, where's all your Frank Sinatra playing? I don't hear any Frank Sinatra playing this morning or whatever. My buddy comments, he's like, why are you Red Sox fans hating from outside the club? You can't even get in. I commented right back. I said, you can't either, man. You guys can't fucking either get any. Like, it doesn't even matter. As long as you don't make this the World Series, that's all I care about.
Literally.
Like, fuck off.
You know, I did have the update for, like, the reads, which I'm just probably not going to do today, whatever. This college football, man, you see some of these games?
Yeah, some crazy
upsets, really high-scoring games,
upsets,
bro.
Too. A lot of teams.
Since the pole area, which started in 1936, bro, the AP ranked teams this past weekend averaged 74.4 points combined in a game.
Damn.
Like, that's no defense. That's getting shattered. I mean, you had Notre Dame, 42, number 5 in the country, over Florida State, who's not been good at all. Very disappointing, 26. Bama had hung 63 on Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin really competing up against, you know, Nick Saban, all the rivalry there. They score 48. That dude, Najee Harris, had 5 touchdowns. Like, what the fuck is that? That's why I don't like college football, though. Like, I'll watch an NFL game, and there's at least a stop at some point. Like, bro, there's no stops in college football. Clemson, 42-17 on number 7 Miami. All talks of like, oh, Miami's back, all this shit. You know, there was a couple of really close games, but still high scoring. Like, field goal with 7 seconds left lifts number 13 Auburn over Arkansas 30-28 on some controversial calls and shit. You know, Oklahoma They had a 53-45 four overtime thriller. You know, 98 points combined in the Red River Rivalry, which was the most ever. Missouri 45-41. They upset LSU, which, by the way, it's their worst start since I was born, 1994. They're 1-2, getting a little hungover from the championship. UNC, they erupted for 56 points. Like, what the fuck, dude? Tennessee, 44-21. Or, I'm sorry, they lost 44-21 to Georgia. I mean, bro,
good.
That's crazy, though. Those are high-scoring fucking games.
Before my phone dies, I just want to play this one more time.
LeBron James. The first time you did that was actually hilarious. I started laughing so hard on that. There was more sad news in baseball, though. The Hall of Famer, second baseman Joe Morgan, dies at the age of 77. Been a lot of tough news across the MLB for the past couple months with the legends, Tom Seaver, all these other guys. This dude, Joe Morgan, two-time World Series champion, 10 times All-Star, 22 seasons. Arguably, what I've been hearing is the best second baseman ever. And I'd be curious to hear what Chewy had to say on him, but I guess I'll have to get that next time. Yeah. Everything else I had was random, like Jets false positives. Oh, Jalen Ramsey getting fined for his altercation with Golden Tate, which I thought was hilarious.
Do you know the background of that is?
Yeah, because of his sister, or Ramsey dates or fucks with Tate's sister, I think. Yeah, they have like a kid or something.
Kids together, and yeah. She's pregnant right now. She's like left her.
Ramsey, a moron for even doing that. I don't understand. I really don't understand that. I thought this was another good one. Le'Veon Bell was activated and then like some tweet or some bullshit. And Adam Gase was like, why wouldn't he just talk to me about it? I think that is like a fair point by Adam Gase.
What was the tweet?
Of how he's not getting enough touches on the offensive side. Which, it's like, bro.
He's come off an injury. How the fuck do you expect?
Well, and whatever the reasoning, whatever the reasoning is, like, wouldn't you just say something to your coach? Is that that bad of a relationship?
Right.
In terms of, like, that's your head coach. You can't go in and be like, hey, man, can I get the ball a little more? Yeah, like, you're one of the best players on the team.
I'm your best player.
Like, can I get the ball a little more?
For sure.
Like, you're not able to do that. You have to do it on social media. So, I don't know if it's more of a knock on Le'Veon Bell just not doing that. Like, or if it's literally Adam Gase is that fucking bad of a coach and a person where he can't even go and talk to the man. Like,
yeah,
dude, I honestly don't know who's worse right now, the Jets or the Giants. If the Giants lose to the Washington football team, that'll be tough for me to answer that question. We've been in more games, and I think the Jets are a little bit more turmoil in terms of organizational structure. But at the same time, like, Gettleman is not great. And all the swirling around him is like, oh, word. Like, he'll get another shot when they get these guys back. Why? Dude's 9-25, worst in the NFL.
Who's this?
Dave Gettleman, since being general manager of our team. And it's like, why do these dudes keep getting chances?
Dude, I was actually talking to my buddy today about...
I don't get that.
Just not a general manager aspect, but the Eagles in general. The fact that I was looking at Doug Pederson's record, and I know we have a lot of injuries and stuff like that right now, but, dude, I don't understand why there's no talks about, like, him potentially on the brinks of losing his job. Like, I don't know. It might be just me being a little upset of, like, what's going on with our team right now, but, like, I think this is a good point to bring up. Like, we're 1-3-1. We haven't beaten a good team yet. We tied to the Bengals. We beat a beat-up San Fran team. We lost to the Redskins the football team first week.
All right, like, so let's get into that then before we get out of here.
He shows no emotion on the sidelines. Like, he's the one making the play calls for Carson Wentz, so why isn't he getting the, you know what I mean? Why isn't he getting the blame?
All right, so that's more my thing, though, is like, you were telling me earlier that it's because you guys are hurt, you don't have a lot of weapons,
no, for sure that
Carson Wentz isn't playing good.
All of it.
Now it's, we're going to blame it on the coach? And all I think it. He's maybe, I mean, he won you a Super Bowl, man.
That roster is stacked.
Was it, though? Like, are you that big of a Nick Foles guy where it's like, are you believing in the Bears? You think the Bears make the playoffs?
I don't know. They're 4-1 right now. I mean, their defense is good enough to get them there.
You think so?
We'll see. It's still so early in the season.
I'm not sold on them at all, dude. I'm not
sold on the Bears for sure, but I'm not saying Nick Foles is I'm not saying Nick Foles is gonna get them there either. It's gonna be their defense, if anything.
Okay, but then so my point is then what even won them that, like, what was so stacked about that team?
Everything.
I feel like it was more their like the coaching and the, just everything. Like that was one of those Giants runs where coaching and team camaraderie and everybody Like, dude, you didn't have the best roster, I think, in the playoffs.
Going into the season?
That where you won the Super Bowl? 100%. Best roster in the playoffs.
Oh, easily.
Yeah?
I think so.
With all the other playoff teams, if I could pull them up, you think you'd have the best roster?
On paper?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Out of all other playoff teams. See, that I would not predict. I'm actually going to try and do that now just to come back at you with that because I wouldn't predict that. I think that's the season we went to the last game in which they beat the Giants to just get in. Because we went to two games back-to-back in a row. We went to a game the year they won the Super Bowl. I know we did.
Yeah, we were 9-7 the year we won, I think.
So, maybe 10-6. Yeah, whatever. Record is whatever.
Right.
But
I'm saying, numbers-wise, the way Carson Wentz was playing, the guys we had, yeah, for sure. Alshon was healthy, dude. Like, Alshon was nasty.
Yeah, but you had Nick. That was the year Nick Foles took over because Wentz got hurt.
And he's the greatest backup quarterback of all time.
Okay, so.
For the Eagles only.
Eagles only.
Yeah, bro, look at what he's done everywhere else. He's done shit everywhere.
Good
else.
Point. I'm not sold on him in the
my
Bears.
Mom, my mom and I actually had this conversation. Why did Nick Foles leave the Eagles? I'm like, because he wanted a starting job. Like, which I totally agree with. She's like, why didn't he stay? Like, he wanted to start a job. Like, he didn't want to be a backup anymore.
So, of the blame right now for you, Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson.
More?
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Because I was hoping you didn't
I'm
say
not
Doug
saying,
Peterson.
Like, come on, dude. Peterson's not doing anything on that offensive end. Like, I just don't see any, like, emotion out of him. Like, he's just making play calls. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't see anyone else coming in and being better. But I feel like if we were healthy, it wouldn't be the talk of the conversation. There would be no one even talks about it.
So then you don't get rid of your coach because you're not healthy, is my point. I think they made a really good point last night on, like, NBA playoffs, like, with Eric Spoelstra. Like, the Heat made it to the finals this year. The last 3 years, they were, like, bum of the East. Yeah. Eric Spoelstra never on the hot seat. They had dudes hurt. They had rebuild going. You had shit going on. Bam coming up. Like, you don't just fire the coach because you know everything around you isn't going good. If you know you have a good coach, I think you have a good coach, dude.
In general media, like,
I think you have a good coach. Dude, it's Philly. It's fucking Phily, dude. Yeah. What do y'all want? Like, dude, it's not your team's not that good. I mean, when you get the
hurt.
Yeah, but even if you weren't, you
have at least 2 or 3 more wins, yeah.
Maybe, but I would say this. With Carson Wentz playing like that, I don't know.
He wouldn't be playing like that if we weren't hurt.
Maybe.
Dude, you gotta think, too, like, everyone's giving the Eagles shit. Like, yeah, they haven't had an awful first 4 games, 5 games maybe, but the defenses they've been playing are pretty good defenses, too. Like, everyone slept on Washington. Washington has a great defense, bro.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
We played the Rams.
Yep.
Cincinnati Bengals, okay, their defense maybe might. I don't think they might still have a pretty decent defense, but I haven't really looked at that. Like, we're playing good defense. The Niners obviously were beat up. We beat them, so, like, that's different.
Yeah, I don't think it's getting any easier, though.
No,
we talked
not.
About with
the
schedule.
We're playing the
and
Ravens,
then,
we're playing the
and
Ravens
then,
next week. We're fucked. We go Ravens, Giants, Cowboys, Giants.
I personally think that, I don't know. It's just tough for me with that one. I think, I literally think that all the teams in that division are just not good.
No.
You're going to have a team that wins that division, and they're really not good. They're not a good
as
football
a whole
team.
Yeah,
they're not
no,
a good
no,
football
no.
team. They'll have a playoff game because that's how it works, but I don't think you're going to have a good football team represent the division this year, regardless of how it shakes out. Because God forbid the Giants win the division, right? Would you be like, oh, the Giants are a good football team in the playoffs? Like, no, you would never say that.
I wouldn't even say that they were.
But, like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, you're not even going to be – I don't think you're going to be able to say that about the Eagles or Cowboys.
I mean, like I said, it's still
I don't
a
think
season left. Like, God forbid they turn it around. But like you said, the schedule's so hard, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We'll see how it shakes out.
It's going to come down to conference games. Like, everyone's losing the out-of-conference games. It's going to come down to who wins the conference games.
Yeah, for
even
sure.
Even though conference record – doesn't really play a role.
We just fucking blew one the other night
shit,
that we should have had. Fuck you, Smikes, dumb bitch.
Yeah, well.
Good Dak.
Good luck with Washington.
Pussy. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know, bro. There's a lot.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see if the NFL can keep it going and see how it shakes out and see how some of these teams shake out and see if my Giants can even win a fucking game. It'll be fun to see.
Mm.
Go Bills. All right.
Bills. I got Bills tonight, too, yeah.
Let's do it. That's all I had today, basically, bro. Thanks for coming on. Glad I got to see you. Link up a little bit before we get out of here. Much love. That's all I had for the airwaves today. Appreciate all listening, as always. As always, still have no shame what I had to say. Just a man with a nickname. Till next time, everybody. Peace and love. Stay safe out there, Sig Station. Braves.